America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here today, and we actually have a special guest today. We have Pastor Tony Bourque. Is it Bourque or Burke? I don't get that straight.
Either way, it works.
I heard you at the church the other day say Burke.
Yeah, because everyone's used to saying it that way. Uh-huh. There's a famous hockey player who spells the name the same way, uh-huh. And he pronounces it Burke.
Well, Colleen, how are you doing today?
Recovering from my trip, I guess, a little bit. Getting back into the regular routine.
Well, it's great having you back. Well, and so, folks, today we have, a special production, a special presentation. Again, this is Steve Taylor's Last Days News. And, again, that we'll be talking about a lot of things, especially, we're going to kind of maybe drill down a little bit on some of the Russian-Ukraine issues and why you shouldn't be deceived into believing that it's all bad Russia. You know, that there's a lot of narrative about that going on right now. And so we'll probably shed a little bit of light on that. That's a big issue. Of course, if you want to call in, what is the number that they call in today, Colleen?
757-488-5299. It's 757-488-5299.
Can you also tell folks how to get a hold of me and who's sponsoring the program?
Certainly. This program is being brought to you by Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads, and you can connect with them through debtfreeva.com. You go to www.debtfreeva.com. You can chat there, open up a chat box. They have several locations located throughout Hampton Roads. If you need legal services, we invite you to connect with them by going to debtfreeva.com. It's Alliance Legal Group. We love having their support of this program, and the program wouldn't be here without their support. So we want you to be able to connect with them, you know, especially if you have a legal need, if you need bankruptcy services or something like that, if you just want more information about how they can help you. They also have a branch of their legal services called Christian Rights Ministries, and they've worked with a lot of different nonprofit organizations and ministries and things like that. If you come across a situation where you're either coming under fire, so to speak, because of your Christian beliefs, contact them and see if they can help you out with that. They work with a lot of organizations to that effect. So we invite you to contact them through Alliance Legal Group. Again, it's debtfreeva.com, and certainly let them know that you heard the program, that you appreciate the program. Steve Taylor's show, The Last Days News, here every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30. So we appreciate you supporting them. Again, call us at 488-5299.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're trying to get a little bit of light in the situation. We have a little bit of a issue going on here with some light, so hopefully that's a little bit better. I don't know if that is or not. But
you're just fine. Keep going. They can hear you. They don't know.
Right. Exactly. So, Tony, what's the big news that you hear around now? Again, I kind of want to, let me just say this. Let me kind of give you kind of a segue. You know, right now that I think I was listening to Fox News last night, I heard more warmongering than I've heard in a long time from anybody. And that these folks, you would think would be, you would think that generally people don't want World War III. You know, I don't want World War III, and especially not over Ukraine. But yet that's what the narrative seems to be. It seems to be, let's really punish these bad Russians in order so that we can help these good Ukrainians. In fact, let's just do everything possible to escalate this conflict into mm-hmm. something much greater than what it is right now. So, I mean, what's your take on that, Tony?
Well, you want to do a few things when you look at this. You want to always follow the money. You want to always follow who's doing what. And you said it last week. There are people in the world who have made a lot of money by tearing down countries' economies, then going in and help rebuild them. And while they're rebuilding them, they get rich. And Mr. George Soros, if you remember back in 10 years ago, was catching a lot of flack for doing that specific thing over and over and over. And he's basically praising Ukraine right now and bashing Russia. And then you look at what's happening around the narrative. Well, there's a pack, and you have to help with the names again, Steve.
But BRICS.
It's the BRICS pack, and it's Russia, India, Brazil, and who else?
China and South America.
China and South America.
South Africa. Excuse me.
South Africa. So that's an alliance group that they put together to help each other. And right now, here's what's happening. Well, Russia's been deplatformed from a lot of their money. A lot of their assets have been seized. So they're hurting for financial stability. Well, they made an agreement with China. If you remember back 4 months ago, the big news was Evergrande was going bankrupt. The other investment program with China was going bankrupt also. So China had a cash flow problem. Well, suddenly Russia's got to deal with China to use their financial network because they can't use the ones they've had originally. And now that stabilizes China a little bit. They get money flowing into their system from Russia. Now, just yesterday, there was an article saying that India is approaching Russia with their part of the BRIC pact, and they're approaching to buy oil from Russia at a greatly reduced price. Okay, more money going back through China, because to pay for that, it's got to go in China and back to Russia. So what you're seeing is alliances being formed, and these five guys, these five countries are not part of the New World Order. They're not part of the New World Network. They don't want to be part of NATO. They want to be left alone. But in this New World conglomerate, you can't be an outsider. You have to either play or be taken out, and that's exactly what's happening now. They would love nothing more than a world war to start between us and Russia. And when that happens, several things happen. Mobilization starts, the military needs money, money starts to flow, and the elite get more money. So that's the primary, and then you look at how that plays out with the control of the world and the other narrative. You see the COVID vaccine thing fading away. All the COVID vaccine mandates are being taken away slowly. It's played its course in the world lockdown process. It's allowed countries to be locked down and basically crippled. We took a drive last night into what was that?
Downtown Norfolk.
Yeah, and we went there like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and the whole pier was shut down. And on the door, the big sign, temporarily closed Mondays and Tuesdays. That's a byproduct of COVID.
Yeah. So you know, what I'm thinking is going on here is that, you know, you got this new world order. We've talked about the Great Reset. You know. These countries that are stakeholders, you know, the folks at the table, you know, the WEF, Davos group of folks, these folks, I mean, they don't play games. Their new world paradigm is that corporations and, people of influence will rule the world different than in the past where we had major governments. This fits right in line with the New World Order, which again is this Davos group, and you know, this mystery Babylon, where we see prophetically that we're going to have this one world nation ride the beast, which is a one world government yet to come, but that this one world government that's being formed doesn't want people that don't play ball with them. And again, that again, we have to filter all this through a biblical lens, you know, from a biblical world view. And so if we look at the Bible as our source of authority about what will happen yesterday's as well as tomorrow's newspaper today, we have to say, well, we see this unprecedented amount of spiritual change happening in our world, whether it be critical race theory, whether it be transgenderism, whether it be transhumanism, whether it be this communist surge across the world and this nation, and this communist surge, you might as well just call it a tyrannical dictatorship that is using communism uh, to to secure its new world order. All this stuff is really happening at an unprecedented and unparalleled rate right now. And again, the reason is because, and the very title of the show says it all, that we're in the last days. And so as we approach the last days, as we approach this mystery Babylon, this formation of this one world order, what we do is we take a look at those who participate in this one world order. You said George Soros. We could say Bill Gates. We could say Bezos. You could we could say all these players, you know, that use the pharmakia, the spiritual and actual pharmaceutical sorcery to become the rich men of this world. And when we see what we see with these folks is that they've got an agenda, and whatever their agenda is, we have to. The only thing we really know for sure, Colleen, is we need to do the exact opposite. You know, and so George Soros, Trudeau, that dictator from Australia, the New World Order group of folks that are in Europe, if they all want to attack Russia, guess what? I'm thinking that's probably not the best thing. I'm thinking I don't want to be on the same team as George Soros. I don't want to be on the same team as Trudeau. I don't want to. These are the same folks that wanted to destroy us, take away our freedom. Yeah, you know, we saw Trudeau 3 weeks ago. I mean, just being the absolute tyrant dictator of, you know, exposing who he was. Why should we want to be on his team now? His agenda is the same then as it is now, and that is this one world order. He was one of these guys, one of these folks, I should say, with Klaus Schwab's global leaders, the ones that have been trained to be part of this new world order. So the only thing we know for sure is that whatever they are doing, we don't want to be a part of. And again, that I've never seen it as unified approach and attack against one nation as we're seeing against Russia.
If you look at what's happening, when you look in the news media, you have to look at the news and say, okay, that's an interesting story. Then you have to say, that's kind of weird too, or not. There's an article today that says the retaliation for sanctions from U.S., Russia announces personal sanctions against Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Hillary Clinton. That's kind of unique. How could they be affected by Russia unless there's a financial tie to those people with Russia? So we remember Hillary Clinton was selling uranium, the Biden, Hunter Biden crazy deals were going on. So there has to be a tie in order to be sanctioned. So what they're saying is, you're cutting off our money, we're going to cut off what we were giving you, and we're going to make it public. So those things are happening on an ongoing basis, and they're pointing out what Steve's talking about. This crazy mystery of Babylon everyone hears about, you have to realize, if you're a Christian and a believer, and I believe the Bible's real, then you have to believe the story is real, and it's going to play out according to God's plan for us, and that's what's happening right now. You're seeing all these weird things pop up. The gentleman that Biden put in as his health advisor, he's a transgender gentleman, saying he's a woman pretty much right now. Well, he's announcing all kinds of new suggestions for weird sexual behavior.
He said the only thing you have to do in order to comply with the COVID-19, as far as doing an orgy, is wear a mask. Right?
Yeah, wear a mask and don't kiss each other.
Those are the guidelines from the United States government.
Yeah, no, not take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But now think about that. That sounds weird, but it doesn't sound weird in the Babylonian society system.
Let's jump back into this Russia Ukraine thing, Colleen. What's your position? What do you hear? Where's your gut going as far as Russia and Ukraine? Tell me your thoughts. Maybe you're certainly not a unbiased person, but that you have a pretty clear perspective. What are your thoughts as far as, I guess not necessarily whose side to take, but what's your perspective as far as the whole thing?
I just know it's, to me, you know, it's biblical prophecy being fulfilled. You know, honestly, it's, you know, taking back, and like you said, there's no, you know, taking sides on this. It's bad all around, you know, but you can see where, you know, how this is playing out because of the powers that be, you know, but I certainly see that it's part of the end times and part of the prophecy coming to be fulfilled for sure. And you're not the only one talking. We're not the only voice now, mentioning all of those things, like you said, that we have to be aware of the all of those evil powers at work and the people who are making those decisions. And it's clearly planned out, you know, versus, this just happened to be. No, it didn't happen to be. There's a purpose and a plan behind it. And it's not a good plan. It's an evil plan.
So you're saying that you're hearing other people say that?
Yes. I mean, well, I just came from a Christian media convention. So, and I love hearing all of those things because then you feel like you're not alone in it. You know, you hear the other voices of, you know, a lot of the conservative news outlets. Newsmax was there and Getter was there. And, you know, some of those folks as well. Charlie Kirk, who does a program, he was very vocal in, you know, and mentioned Klaus Schwab. Like, I had never heard anybody else really mention Klaus Schwab except you. But he mentioned it, and he was mentioning all those other names that you've mentioned before, like, hey, they've all been part of this. You have to be aware, like, this is not something, you know, that's, you know, just coming to be. They want this. This is, you know, this has been planned out for you.
Well, just, you know, this next assault, as far as the, you know, it was like Tony was saying, you know, the COVID-19, again, you know, I used to call it the CCP virus, because I thought China had a bigger role to play in it than most folks. We had just as much to play in that. You know, that we're the ones that engineered it from our labs over here, took it over there, avoid the rules and regulations through NIH. Fauci's part of our team, went to China, developed the thing, unleashed it from, it wasn't an accident. I mean, it was not an accident. It was, and the truth was, is this thing that they called the COVID-19 wasn't probably even a virus. It sounds crazy, but this obviously had elements of whatever the vaccine ended up trying to cure, but probably most of it was just a really bad something that was exacerbated by the 5G. That's why people were falling out in China like that nothing happened. But that, again, I really want to get to the Russian thing here. That, you know, you see people like Tucker Carlson. People call for his arrest when he talks about biolab coverage. You know, that the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine removes all references to biolabs in their country, even though they're all over the place. I mean, there was really biolabs, and there still are biolabs. That means just like this Wuhan lab that was in China. The same stuff that we were backdooring into Wuhan that got released, we are backdooring and trying to hide in Ukraine. We're just as complicit. America is not the white hat. The reason that Russia doesn't want NATO next door to them is because that we are part of that one world system that is going to be, that's developing the Mystery Babylon. And even though that Russia and Putin are tyrants, they're dictators, that they're not good folks in a general sense, that's true, but they don't want to get overthrown by Mystery Babylon. And so they're fighting for their life. They're doing whatever they have to. And NATO basically set up this one world order of which NATO is part of which the United States is part of. And again, if you say anything against NATO, United States, this united effort against Russia, you'll be just like Tucker Carlson, and that you'll have people saying that you should be put in jail. Don't fall for the media narrative. The media, everyone, they're all on board, including Newsmax, including Fox, including all those guys, including just about every representative that we have. Mm-hmm. They're all saying destroy Russia. You know, Don talked about the neocons, about those that really promoting war. You know, the same thing that Eisenhower said, the same thing that Kennedy was killed over. There is this. What do you call it? The industrial military complex, mm-hmm, that wants to start wars. They're part of this new world order that they get paid when people fight, and they instigate the fight so that they can make money and they can get more control and they can level these countries in order so that they can take control of them. This is not, wake up. Wake up. I wasn't awakened 2 or 3 years ago, but they're showing all their cards. They're showing who they are, what they do, and they even tell you why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you think about what's happening on a worldwide basis. What Steve's talking about is nations being controlled by fear and war. That's the driving force. And in that, they use economic measures, high gas prices, the fear of war. Think about this. The United Nations is announcing right now their goal is worldwide peace. That was their original goal they came out with. Now they're saying it's not beyond the realm that we will have a war with Russia, that there will be multiple nations involved. They're not looking at how to stop it. They're looking at how to accelerate it to get their agenda across. There's an article in the Gateway Pundit that says NATO moves ahead with military drills in Norway, deploys 30,000 ships, 50 warships, 30,000 troops, 50 warships, 220 aircraft near Russian border. Now, if you were Russia, wouldn't that be a little bit uncomfortable right now? You'd say, the answer is yes, because they're trying to stir Russia up. They're taking away its money. They're taking away its ability to function. And at some point, it's got to retaliate to survive. You're backing it into a corner where there's no way out but fighting. And that's the whole purpose. I mean, you go back and read the articles from Putin 6 months ago, a year ago, he said, I don't want NATO on my border. They were threatening to put missiles on the border of Ukraine to help protect Ukraine from Russia. We wouldn't let that happen here in Mexico.
And, and there is so much deception going on. I can't say that Putin's a good guy. He's not. I can't say anybody's a good guy. The only thing that I can say is that we know what we saw 3 weeks ago, and that was an unbridled attempt by dictators like Trudeau and Europe and Australia and the United States to take away our freedoms. Backed by the media, promoted by the media, the same media that's now saying, trust us, that these are the bad guys. So, what we have is a lot of the only thing you can look at really is there's a very few sources that you can trust. The one source that we can trust, of course, is the Bible. And the Bible tells us that there is going to be this really bad guy named or labeled the Antichrist that is eventually going to come, and very sooner than later, I imagine. But at that same time, we're going to have this period of time, as we enter into this 7-year period, where you're going to have wars and rumors of war. We're going to have pestilence. We're going to have famine. Let's talk about the famine. We're seeing all these things, and this first 3 to 6 years, I believe it's 6 years that we go through what's called this pre-wrath period of time prior to God's wrath in that last 7 years. This pre-wrath, which is Satan's wrath before God's wrath, period of time is accentuated by these phenomena, earthquakes and we talked about the earthquakes, and if we haven't seen those earthquakes, of that one little island is going to cause that tsunami. But that's in store for us yet, I imagine. But what we do see is the precursors for each and every one of those birth pains that we talk about. We were reading this morning that the fertilizer that Russia produces a tremendous amount of fertilizer through the gas products that they have that they're shutting off. They're saying within 12 months, Colleen, there's going to be a 10% decrease in worldwide production of food because of the shutdown of the fertilizer now. And so, we're looking at unprecedented supply chain shortage even as we speak. And so that's going to be exacerbated. It's going to be exacerbated by this Chinese shutdown, apparently, that they're saying, whether they're having this new COVID-19 outbreak or not, or whether they just turned up the microwave on their 5G to their hometown folks, but that they're shutting down major ports. The one port that they're talking about is, I think, the fourth largest port in the world, if that's possible. And so the supply chain shortages that will continue to increase and get worse is going to lead to that worldwide famine. In addition to, just like we see in the Book of Revelation, the four horsemen, economic distress and economic collapse, as we see in I believe it's the third horse, the third horseman, you know, that carries that scale that has the wheat and barley, takes a day's worth of wages to get a pound of wheat. So, you know, we have to start focusing on the fact that we've got an unprecedented amount of spiritual activity going on, that demonic forces are controlling these puppets, and that these things that we see, and the reason we can call this the Faith and Freedom Show, we can call this the Last Days News, is because that we're getting very close. We're getting close to the point where possibly we've, in our midst, the Antichrist may have already been identified. We just don't know who it is. You know, it could be some of these players, you know, that we see out there. But so again, I guess this first half hour, the rant and the rave that we wanted to really focus on was the fact that Russia, as bad as they are not necessarily the bad guys. I mean, that there's no good guys in this one. But what we do see is we see a leveling of the nations of the world, like Russia, like the United States. The United States is not only going to be leveled, they're going to be made one among many, as the UNWF has said in the past. We should be no longer a superpower, but just one nation among many, like Russia is going to be. And who knows? That as they join together with China, I think they could probably be leveled to the point where they're no longer, they're in a terrible financial situation, China is.
Yeah, and right now their lifeline is Russia, India, and their PAC being separated out from the world group of banking to help them survive.
Folks, we invite you to call in. The number is 488-5299. Calling.
That's right, 488-5299.
And we do sponsor the program, the Alliance Legal Group does, and that we would love to talk to you about some of the things that we're talking about today. That you can get a hold of us at www.debtfreeva.com. We would love to hear your comments either online or calling directly to this number at 488-5299. I've got Pastor Tony Bourquet with me today from Prescott, Arizona, and we would love to hear from you. But again, that we are in the last days, and so as we go into the second half hour, again, it's just amazing what we've seen transpire even in the last several weeks.
You will, and as we go forward, remember what happened in the past. Remember Pat Tillman? When Pat Tillman got killed in battle, everyone was blaming Iraq, Iran, they were blaming all these other nations for killing him, and then it came out that he was killed by friendly fire. So be aware, these things aren't something that's always the way it looks. And I don't know if anyone's watching or not, there's a story right now that's talking about missiles raining down near a U.S. embassy near Iran. I don't remember seeing that on the CNN and SNBC sites. Have you seen anything about that, Colleen?
I hadn't heard anything about that either.
Well, and see, what's going on is things are, posturing is happening behind the scenes. They're doing what they can do behind the scenes and pointing us at what they want us to see. Like I said, the COVID thing is fading away quickly. The narrative is dying quickly. Omicron is almost gone being talked about. Now, there's a big breakout in China, but the breakout is being used to close down a city that has the largest shipping port in it. What does that do? That severely stretches the supply chain again. So all these things are happening, and you're going to see it happen here. I predict you're going to see one or two of our ports affected by some crazy COVID outbreak. They can't let it die. They got to try and keep pumping life into it, because once it dies completely, then the narrative starts coming out about how fake it was. Like I said, I was telling Steve today, a county in Virginia, I just read today, they're telling you if you're a kid playing sports, you have to be tested by them for myocarditis and heart conditions if you've been vaccinated. That's never happened before. But you can't go play normal sports unless they make sure you don't have myocarditis, because they don't want you dropping dead on the field or on the basketball court or on the wrestling match, because that's what's been happening. So all these things are happening behind the scenes. And then I just read another country just paid out $45 million in reparations to people who are vaccinated because of the adverse reaction. That was Thailand, wasn't it?
Was it Thailand? I think it was Thailand.
Yeah. Thailand paid off $45 million so far. Now, why would they pay out if the vaccine is not the problem? And then along with that, suddenly there's a war in Russia. You get your eyes focused on this, because they've got to keep moving this pin set, like these little markers, further down the road to get to the end game. And they don't care which one gets down the road. They just need to get them all down the road. So they're going to bounce back and forth with different markers. That's what they call flags and false flags. They're going to keep grabbing one and move that one down when you're not looking. And then they'll come back and focus on this one. So you watch this one. Then they'll bring the other one up. And while you're watching the other one, they'll move this one.
Yeah. Pretty crazy world out there. I suppose, if I had to just kind of gauge the sentiment right now, is that people feel relatively, compared to where we were maybe 6 months ago, we feel pretty good, I guess, considering that we're on the verge of World War III. I guess anything's better than being locked down and seeing the vaccine passport and the vaccine ID moving at a faster pace than we could possibly imagine. But that's like you said, that the narrative's changed, that they're trying to build up this third world war, not quite there yet. But I'm telling you, I foresee a very short period of time before China attacks Taiwan, and China's brought into the picture in a more real way. We've actually threatened China, calling with, we've basically told them, if you buy Russian oil, if you help them out in any way, that you'll pay consequences. We're telling China that. You would think, where we get this chutzpah to be able to invite a third world war and a war on two fronts, I can't even understand it, except for the fact that that it's a coordinated attempt to draw us further and further into a world war where the industrial military complex benefits, America loses, and that the global elite consolidate power. It seems pretty clear to me that something's going on different than our best interest. Well, that as we look at some of the news today, there's lots of it out there, we see not only the world in a perilous position, but we also see a lot of things going on with the election. Talk to me about the election, Tony. What are some of the thoughts that you have as far as, I know we saw that of all the election audits that were supposed to be ongoing, all but Wisconsin, there was like six, was it nine? There was nine audits that were scheduled, and that they've all been shut down by the various legislatures, except for Wisconsin. That doesn't portend very well for the elections that we have in 7 or 8 months.
No, it doesn't. And the funny thing, I'm going to say this again. First of all, we're in an election cycle right now, So by now, you should see people doing what? Campaigning. They're not. You see people talking in large numbers about not running for office again on the Democratic side. There's a mass exodus from the Democratic Party retiring to get out of Washington before blank hits the fan. Well, and then you look at what's happened with the audits, okay? If I don't want you to see what I'm doing here in my yard, if I start a fire in my neighbor's yard, the fire department will go there. And what's happening now is just that very thing. You've got Wisconsin, that they want to shut that one down. They've effectively pushed off Arizona, Georgia, all the other ones that are still sitting, but they're dormant. No one's demanding anything about them, so they're letting them fade away. And that's the one thing that they count on is the Americans. And I'm not saying this to be mean. Our focus is easily redirected at the people. We're a something shiny kind of society. So we look at what's happening today, not what was happening last week or last month as much. And that's what they're using as their weapon. They're shutting down these and going into the next election cycle. If something doesn't change, you're going to see the Democrats holding the House. If you see us correcting that, or you see something happening to correct that, you'll see a landslide for the Republicans. They're predicting a 2-to-3-to-1 roll on the Republican side. Now, if that happens, that means we control the House and the Senate. That puts Biden and Kamala in a dead duck situation. And us set up to reclaim the country. Now, how that plays out in the mystery of Babylon and the God's plan for our country, I don't know. But I do know they have to keep control.
Yeah, well, you know, Colin, let me ask you this. You're a conservative person. You probably have donated in the past. Maybe you haven't, but possibly you have. You're probably on some conservative Republican role, I'm betting. Do you get a lot of emails from these guys saying, please give me money?
I get emails all the time. All the time. I actually get emails from both sides because probably through my work at the radio station, but I definitely have quite a bit for, you know, certain candidates or whatever asking for funds for sure.
Well, I get these emails and, you know, last election cycle, you know, I really was kind of pushing, and you probably guessed I was probably pushing for Trump. And so, you know, I gave a little bit of donations here and there as far as Trump's concerned. And of course, you know, when he bailed on us, when he started promoting the vaccines and started, just being, you know, never did anything after they stole the election, except for, you know, stay away and let the other folks' narrative control. You know, I started recognizing that he's not. I don't know what to think about Trump, to be quite frank with you. That Tony, did you put that flag upside down?
Yes, I did.
We're flying the United States flag upside down and the Trump 2020 flag upside down.
You're distressed, are you?
We are distressed, and the reason we're distressed is because I look around at our representatives, whether it be House or Senate or legislatures that are dropping the election audits, or our courts that never took one case up as far as the election fraud, and I'm telling you that that we could have a 2-to-1, 3-to-1 vote, and we're still going to lose because the bottom line is, I hate saying that. But that it seems like all these guys are in on the memo, you know, that there's nobody for us. You know, if anybody was for us calling the very first representative, I haven't heard one representative say, let's get out of the UN. I haven't heard one representative saying, you know, this WEF policy of Great Reset, it's not a good thing. You know, dethroning us as a sovereign world power is not what we want to do within 10 years, which they moved up to 2023. As far as the timetable, you know, WEF just came out recently in saying that they promote critical race theory. That's what they want to push. That, you know, while we were sleeping, that the WHO has begun the process of having a UN treaty, you know, pursuant to their Article 19, where the WHO would be the epidemic, pandemic, virus police for the world. And all they need is like a 2/3 or 70% approval rate as far as the world nations. And, you know, they become this sort of vaccine tyrant to tell us what to do. We already have our own tyrants here. We don't need a world, you know, a United Nations treaty to tell us that we have to obey somebody else. So, you know, I'm really concerned about the election. We have 7 months to go. I guess it's, you know, it's the third month. It's the November, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And we don't see anything different than we saw a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when that election was stolen. In fact, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has new guidelines saying that anybody that says anything negative about the elections is a terrorist. You know, is a homegrown terrorist that they should be investigated. So, you know, that I don't think, you know, I have no idea where Trump is, but, you know, he certainly hasn't gone out against the vaccine that's killed literally hundreds of, I mean, we'll end up killing hundreds of thousands of folks that have injured certainly hundreds of thousands of folks already. And that the, you know, so we're in trouble, I think, even though that, you know, that there's a huge dissatisfaction, you know, with the regime that's in power, Comrade Biden and his group, whether or not that we can have an election. Even I heard Trump the other day, and he said, you know, that we need a lot of votes to, you know, overcome the criminal activity that will occur in the election. I just don't know whether or not it's in the cards. I really don't. What are your thoughts, Tony?
Well, I think you're totally correct. I think unless, about 2 weeks ago, you saw the narrative that they were working on taking out the Dominion out of a lot of states, and several states have already done that. But suddenly, that narrative dropped off. So they gave you this narrative of, hey, we're doing something, these states are dropping it, and then the narrative went away. So I don't know that that was a true narrative happening, but I'm hoping it was, because if we go back to one ballot, one vote, and I'm going to be honest, having to have your ID with you when you go vote, I mean, you got to have it for a car, a house, a loan, get your medication, go to school, board a plane, board a ship. You need an ID. Why would you not need an ID for the most important event in your country? I'm a big fan of that. So in that process, I believe that this election is going to be one of two things. And it's very quiet now. I keep saying that. It's very, very quiet. Trump's not announcing a lot of support for a lot of people. He's doing a few. He's calling out some. But there should be a lot more basically campaigning right now of people, I would think. That's how I remember elections happened in the past, and it's not happening right now. It's very, very quiet. And if you go back to Nicaragua, Guatemala, any of the countries that were taken over, that's how the elections played out. Everything is on the same. This is a worldwide script that they've developed and they're using. And it goes back to the Bill Gates computer system, all that stuff we've been talking about forever. There's actually a system where they punch it in and they get the game plan, and they just keep changing the game plan a little as we figure it out. And that's what's happening right now. I mean, I was getting gas today, and it's funny because I actually had the box. I was doing some more research. On the new COVID test, it says on the box, it does not test. It says it only tests for SARS-CoV-2, but it's being used to test for COVID-19.
That's the SARS-CoV-2 is the common cold, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a box in my hand from Wawa, which is a little gas station here. They're 2-for-1 right now, even. They're giving a 2-for-1 special. So you can get 2-for-1 price. But it literally says, this is approved only for testing for SARS-CoV-2. But everywhere else it says it tests it for COVID-19. And that's kind of strange to me.
Well, it's strange, but that it's not a, you know, it really isn't strange. It's exactly what, you know, that they, those are the most faulty tests that, they want everybody to think they got this big pandemic going on. So they give you a test that will show positive if you got the common cold, if you've ever had the common cold.
Yeah, they had recalled one test. I saw that there was a news story that they recalled another test. They were sending it back because it could give either false negative or false positive tests either way. So I'm like, okay, what's the point then? You know, if it could go either direction on that side.
Why even test? Just take some vitamin D and vitamin C and, you know, go to work. I mean, this thing's ridiculous. You know, they've got us, you know, so fearful. It's, you know, we have folks that haven't taken their mask off. And, I mean, and, you know, you see them driving around the road.
In 2 years, in the car by themselves.
Yeah, you know, this is a complete mind wash. You know, so, you know, as we get to the last 10 minutes of this program, let's talk about how Christians should act with all of this. You know, we talked about the Russia-Ukraine. You know, one thing that we shouldn't do is get sucked into the narrative that the legacy news will try to suck us in, our representatives and everybody else. That we talked about, we continue to talk about, you know, the misinformation, disinformation, and the malinformation they claim that we're doing, but that they are imposing upon us regarding everything, whether it be, you know, the vaccine, falsely called, or the pandemic, falsely called, or the election that was falsely called, and so, you know, that how do we act as Christians in this? How do we prepare ourselves? How do we maintain our peace in the midst of all this? The only way that I know to do this, the only biblical way that I know is to follow the Bible, is to do the things the Bible tells us, and that is to not be anxious in anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, make supplication to God. You know, with thanksgiving, with prayer and supplication, make our requests be known to God. We need to recognize that, that this is all part of God's plan, that we've been put into this place for such a time as this, to be calm and unmoved by all these things. The thing they want us to do is they want us to join in the narrative. You know, what would we say? It was 2% of parents. 2% of parents in America, Colleen, have a biblical worldview. 2%.
That's really low.
98. It's crazy. And that means even the public school, even the home schools and the private schools, the charter schools, a majority of those parents, and of course those parents that send their kids to this, you know, government indoctrination thing that we call schools, public schools, you know, they're just committing. Folks, if that's you, I'm telling you, get your kids out of there. Get your kids out of there. That they're warping your kids. I know Tony has a personal story about how, you know, he's got some real great kids that, and nothing against any of the kids, but, you know, that in one short season, you know, one of your children went from loving Jesus and being conservative to being, you know, completely different.
Yeah, my daughter is, she still believes in God, but she's changed some of her perspectives, and she's more liberal. She went to a school, and the school literally was a liberal school. I didn't realize it that much at the time, but in a season in school, she went from being very conservative, praying every morning at the flag out front with the other kids, to being more and more and more liberally minded. And that's scary, because that's how fast it can happen.
Yeah, it can happen very, very quickly. And so, you know, we need to be careful as parents to train up our children in the way they should go. And that means whatever it takes, keep them out of public school. That's indoctrination that's planned before they get there. And that once they get there, it's loaded on them. And the parents aren't even told about the indoctrination that their kids are being that are being foisted on them. So, you know, what do we do? That we recognize that we're in a spiritual war. We recognize that we've been placed here for such a time as this. There's a lot of folks out there that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's a lot of folks that are looking for answers. There's a lot of folks that they see all this happening, and, you know, everybody's got an opinion now. Trust me that. Whether, you know, the same people that were the epidemic experts and pandemic and coronavirus experts last month are now the world foreign policy experts today. That's what it seems like anyhow. And that the so everybody's got their own opinions about it. And you know, quite frankly, that I don't know the answer to a lot of these things. But what I do know is that Jesus is in control, that he's given us and he tells those who he plans to put into this crazy world what's going to happen. And we need to be more diligent than ever about reading scripture every day, reading scripture in the morning, reading scripture at night, do it systematically. We need to be more and more diligent about gathering ourselves around other Christians, you know, born again, blood bought, or real Christians, so that we don't fall away, that we understand what the main thing is, and that's Jesus. That we need to really hide in our heart the Word of God, memorize scriptures. I don't do nearly enough of that, Tony. But we need to saturate ourselves, that we need to stop allowing ourselves to be indoctrinated by the world. You know, Romans tells us not to be conformed to, you know, to the image of the world, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to stay away from all, not just CNN and MSNBC, but from Fox News and Newsmax and all those, because the bottom line is that there's very little Bible on there and a whole lot of secular humanism. The only way that we're going to have an answer on this thing is if we stay very close to Jesus, keep clean and close, my dad used to say. Stay out of sin, stay close to God, and you know, then we're going to get perspective. We're going to get understanding. We're not going to be soon shaken. We're down to just a couple minutes, Tony. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a very good time. It's an important time. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you have to have one. You have to get one. It's kind of like not insurance, life insurance. It's eternity insurance. I mean, this is the rest of the time that never ends that you will be in one place with or without him. I would prefer to be with him.
Yeah. Colleen, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with both of you. That's definitely, you know, that's kind of our heart behind all of this, is to share with people, share with our listeners that the time is now and it's urgent. So regardless of whether you agree with the politics of things or the you know, the way that things are going with healthcare or with foreign policy, you know, you need to get your Bible, read your Bible, pray, and seek God. And if you haven't become a Christian, do so. You know, just do that. That's, you know, that's more important than anything else.
Well, you know, and the end of all things will soon be upon us. The Bible tells us there's two things we need to do: love God and love other people. And so, again, you may not agree with somebody else's politics, you might agree with my, you know, with our, you know, presentation of the news, because it might differ from what you believe. But we do need to know this, is that we're going to be present before God very shortly. And we're not going to be judged upon whether or not we got it right, whether Putin was the good guy or the bad guy, or, you know, Ukraine was a good guy or a bad guy. But we will be held to account about how we loved other people. And so with that being the case, we just want to tell you that we love you. If you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved, get into the Word of God. We love you. And again, folks, God bless you. We ask you to tune in again every Tuesday and Thursday between 12:30 and 1:30. I guess this is what? Is this Tuesday or Thursday?
Tuesday.
This is Tuesday, so we'll be back in 2 days. We look forward to having you online. Until then, God bless you and take care.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.